Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, welcome back and good morning to everybody. We get all caught up here. Want to thank Bo for coming in, spending a little bit of time with us, and talking everything football, Dolphins, and National Football. Woody's asking me every break, you think Kansas City's going to win, don't you? I go, no, I think.
I feel like we're overthinking it, though.
I think Baltimore's got a good chance to win this game. They're really good. That was a crushing.
That was a rough game.
I mean, they had a week off. They're healthy. They're getting all their guys that were a little banged up. They get everybody back. They're playing whatever weather's good for Baltimore, their style of play. And they had looked so good towards the end of the year. Now, I don't know if they lost a little something from that Pittsburgh game. I'm not going to try to read into what happened because they got sloppy. But they lost to Pittsburgh, right? Didn't they lose to Pittsburgh in that game where everybody rested?
Mm-hmm.
Meaningless game there.
Okay.
They had the number one seed. And so, you know, you're going, all right, so now you're giving everybody 2 weeks off. A lot of your best players in play. I don't know if that's too much. Nobody ever knows how much you can give guys off before they lose their edge. But Kansas City went into Buffalo one, went into Baltimore and won, and then took care of the 49ers on the last friggin' drive. That's a hell of a job. What they did, going back, and, you know, we talk about Tom Brady a lot for good reason. The quarterback position's so important, and Tom played at the highest level, man, at everything he did. I mean, his numbers speak for themselves. He played for a long time. Said he was going to play till he was 45. Everybody kind of laughed at him. There's no way. And nobody plays that long in this league. And he played at a high-ass level, man. He went and played in his 40s at Tampa Bay and kept winning and going to playoff games and won a Super Bowl. So Tom Brady did two things for me that really put him over the top besides all the numbers and Super Bowls. That comeback against Atlanta, right? The crushing blow that destroyed that. The Falcons were destroyed for years because of that, right? To be that good, dominate for 2.5 quarters, and lose on an unbelievable comeback by the New England Patriots. And the second one is he goes to Tampa Bay and takes that group and wins his first year. It was a good team. Now, don't get me wrong. Great defense. Really good receivers. Really, really good roster. Jameis Winston, the turnover machine that he was, 30 and 30. Won't get that ever again. We may never see that again. 30 touchdown passes and 30 interceptions. We may never see that many interceptions again by a quarterback. So they were done, and he came in and took him to the promised land, man. Got him a championship. Super Bowl is even played there, right? Wasn't the Super Bowl played in Tampa Bay? Hell, they didn't even have to go. They just celebrated at home. But those two stand out for me, man, with Tom Brady. Those two games, win another championship with Belichick. I think after he did that, it's just me, I think everybody looked at Belichick differently when Tom Brady left him, went to Tampa Bay, and won a championship. I think everybody started looking at him. Remember this thing we went through? It's Belichick. It's always the head coach. And, oh, no, it's 50-50. No, it's Tom Brady. I think a lot of people, if you asked him that question right now, if we were voting, I think a lot of people would tell you Tom Brady might have a little bit more to do with it than Belichick. Coach is important. Don't get me wrong.
Why Belichick not? Got tossed out on his ass. He's doing TV now.
Ooh, boy.
That guy is so desperate to stay relevant. It is sad. It truly is sad.
To do this many different things?
Yeah. I don't know. What is he, 70-something years old?
Oh, yeah. Definitely 70-something, sure.
I just, man. He's doing a lot of stuff. I watched him on Inside the NFL this morning.
I couldn't have been more wrong about an organization because I carried on for a full. By the way, I say that a lot about being wrong. I thought they'd never get rid of Belichick till he got that record. And so there are a lot of people in New England thought the same thing, huh?
You're saying players don't want to play there now because of the extra tax. And I saw, did you see that?
Well, there's
they
a lot
a
of places. They got
a 4% millionaire's tax or something up there, so now nobody wants to play there, but.
Well, if that was the case, nobody'd want to play in New York. Nobody'd want to play in California either.
They're trying to come up for with excuses for why nobody wants to play in New England. That is not an attractive destination anymore.
I don't know about that. Guys will go in the NFL the way this thing's structured.
Worst team in football, man.
They could be the worst team in football, but
I mean,
by the way, that falls on Belichick.
I'd be shocked if they weren't.
It's kind of where they are right now has something to do with Belichick too, doesn't it? The smell of Belichick is still there.
Well, you take a quarterback early in the draft, you don't start him. Doesn't show a whole lot of faith in what you.
Well, that has nothing to there, that has tanking. Nothing to do with Belichick. I'm doing
know,
Belichick
I'm saying,
things
unless
now.
Unless you're intentionally tanking over there to try to get another top pick, but
I don't think they're going to try to win. Just
with Jacoby.
I'd start the young kid myself.
Yeah, of course you would.
We've all seen Jacoby play.
Yeah.
A lot of different places.
That's probably why they're tanking. Dolphins could have done that too. Remember when they were tanking? And
this New England thing, though, this New England thing, I don't blame this head coach at all. This all falls back on what Belichick did to this group. And you know when it started? He had some bad drafts. He did. And listen, he was winning with bad drafts. I give him credit. Guy obviously is a good coach. He's a really good coach. All the things he's done, I'm not taking away from – this is not Belichick hating. But I'll tell you what, when he went out and all of a sudden got all those free agents, you remember when the owner said, what are we doing? We've never done this. This is what everybody else in football has done. He goes, no, I'm getting a couple wide receivers, got two new tight ends. Remember that Jonnu Smith was one of the tight ends. We're doing all this, and we can catch up quickly. And they didn't. I think Godshaw was part of that too, right? Wasn't Godshaw came in that same year and our defensive tackle, and they loaded up, tried to upgrade everything through free agency. And a lot of those guys didn't work out, including those wide receivers. And he just never got it going. I think that holds him back from getting another job. I think GMs and presidents are scared to death of Belichick coming in wanting to run everything, and an owner's signing off on Belichick run everything. Again, I'm not – what he did, Tom Brady always says, Coach, you were great. You're the best. You got the most out of me. I believe that. I believe he did. But then you hear other guys saying the way he talked to Tom Brady.
Well, I told you I didn't think he'd get a job after he was finished there. You thought I was nuts.
I thought he'd get a job.
Teams waiting on him.
I never thought they'd get rid of him in New England until he got the record. I thought that would be too big a mark and too big a celebration.
When Atlanta asked him for a second interview, that was like, all right, he's not getting a job.
Oh, and he got second interview. I thought he was getting the job.
Guy's been coaching for like 100 years, and you need him to come in for a second interview?
That's
you don't
true.
Know what he's about?
No, that's true. By the way,
he's put a decent body of work together. Like, you could judge what he's about, right?
Well, they're saying Mr. Kraft might have had something to do with that. Say, hey, what am I getting here? And he goes, I'll tell you what you're getting, a control freak. I don't know. I don't know what everybody's saying. But he's working on his image, man. And by the way, nobody's working harder. I got to tell you, man, I'm really starting to kind of like Nick Saban. This Nick Saban stuff. You see the latest commercial? The families are all sitting around and renting his property. And he's going, oh, don't do this. 5 minute showers. Or stuff. It was kind of funny. Saban's been kind of funny. He's trying to lighten up a little bit, but I don't think he wants to come back and coach. You don't think he goes back, do you, Saban?
You know what, man? I don't claim to know what these guys are thinking.
I
don't know why they do the TV stuff.
I don't think Saban,
quite honest,
gets the itch. I think this will take care of the itch for Saban to be able to talk about everything that's going on.
Like, if I was Saban, I would just enjoy
college
retirement.
Football.
You know, I wouldn't want to fly out to a different crazy college campus every week and prepare to do a TV show and put on a suit and all that.
Doesn't sound like something he'd want to do. I agree. But he looks like he enjoys it.
Didn't seem to be a huge fan of the media while he was coaching.
No, he wasn't.
So I don't know why these guys do this. Like, the thing with Brady is even stranger. Like, Brady wants to sit in a booth and, you know, critique guys and all that. Like,
I
know Brady would probably rather play. Brady thinks he can play. But
Woody, that's one of the best points you've made today. I am shocked that Tom Brady is maybe the greatest player of all time in this game. We could always, if you disagree, I think he is. Why he would do what none of the other great ones ever, like Peyton Manning was pretty damn good, stayed away from. Now, we didn't know he was going to do a production company that's worth $400 million and doing all these documentaries and these shows.
But they have fun during their Manning cast thing. That's more of a fun thing. Brady's got to
do. And he's calling the shots. He doesn't want to do, but he doesn't want to prepare and go city to city. He's got freedom, and he's making more money. I thought Tom Brady might be a front office guy, didn't you? Maybe a president? Because Peyton Manning talked about, I'd like to run a team. He has said, I wouldn't mind being a president for the right team. And I saw Tom Brady maybe getting a little piece of ownership, which he's working on, but I am shocked to see that he's decided that he wants to go out there. And by the way, now he's been clipped. He can't even talk to teams. Basically, just doing can't even get all the information everybody else gets before a game because the owners had those meetings and said no to Tom Brady for being able to have freedom to prepare for these games like everybody else that's doing the broadcast. So.
Wonder at what point, too, these TV networks stop handing out these ridiculous contracts to color analysts. Like the Tony Romo thing, he was good for like
But they weren't
going
to get Tom Brady if they didn't throw
Tony
300
Romo threw in the towel.
If they didn't throw out $375 million to Tom Brady, he ain't doing that job.
Yeah,
you think he's doing it for 100?
Like, that's an insane amount of money to pay a guy that, like, you don't even know if he's going to be good. Greg Olson is really good.
They did find out they got a star in Greg
Olson's
Olson.
As good
stud.
As you're going to get. Like, I don't know. We'll see
but
how Brady
not,
is. We'll see.
Listen, man, he's not Tom Brady.
By the way, I'm going to watch.
When Greg Olson took over, and Tom Brady, like, people want to see what Tom Brady's going to say. Does everybody agree Tom's the greatest player of all time? Are there people saying?
I'm guessing not everyone agrees because, you know, people don't agree on much these days.
That's true.
But I think that'd be tough to debate.
Numbers, championships.
A whole lot. He's got every
check,
record.
Check, check, check.
Played into his mid-40s.
Playoff games, check. Yeah. Championships, Super Bowls, check, check, check.
Hell, you'll have people tell you Mahomes is better right now, so.
Well, we got to see more.
So
we got to see
a
bit
lower. Unanimous decision
good
on
point.
That show. But.
Well, I'll tell you what. You can get a unanimous decision on this one. Air around the clock, air conditioning and plumbing. I know one thing, a lot of people out there, sooner or later, you're going to have to make a call to an air conditioning company or you're going to have to call a plumber. It's going to happen. It just does. Things break down. If you own a home, you'll be calling an air conditioning company and you'll have a plumbing problem. And it sure is nice to know that Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing now can do it all for you. Boy, 35 years, 135 trucks on the road, and they work 7 days a week. I know one thing. Knowing Lenny for a long time, we lost Lenny. But Eric, man, Eric has turned old school here, boy. He is old school in early in the morning, getting everything set up. And it's just gotten bigger and it's gotten better. They're around the clock air conditioning and plumbing. I will tell you that. Still doing all the great work with great service that they do 7 days a week for you. Whether you need a new air conditioning unit or the one you have fixed, either way, we got a warehouse full of air conditioning units and water heaters. So if you have any kind of problem, we don't have to order them. We just load them on a truck and we bring them out to you quickly. That's always the goal. Same day installation. That's the goal every day. Financing plans to help you out with the best people working, whether it's licensed, experienced plumbers or trained and certified technicians. Boy, that group they have is fantastic for all of us to take advantage of when those days where you finally, and it seems always happen on a Friday or Saturday or Sunday, where you have a problem and you got a call. Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing is going to be there for you. Family owned and operated and still going strong. I want to let you know it's just getting bigger and better, and that's good news for all of us. If it's important to you to have great service, people that are really good at what they do, Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing are going to be perfect for you. Call 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. That's 1-888-349-6922. Or check out those 200 billboards all over Broward County. You can't miss Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Time for weather brought to you by the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 85 degrees. We're going to peak at around 89. Looks like no rain in the forecast. Doesn't matter, Joe, because we'll be watching the game indoors tonight. So it's all
well,
that matters.
I'll tell you what, it kicks off tonight.
Does it ever.
Going to be up late tonight, boy. Last thing I said, well, I'm going to get a little sleep and get to bed early. But
tomorrow's going to be a tough
one. This will be the last one. Yeah, because I'm staying up to see.
Tuesday's going to suck, too.
And I'd rather
be staying up for all those games.
Rather see a really close game than a blowout that you can turn off early in the third quarter. Like Sven, you expect that. I don't expect either team to get blown out. They've won so many games between them. It's amazing. You know, Lamar's been on some really good teams. They've had the best record, if I'm not mistaken, twice where they've had home field advantage, and just nothing to show for it. Nothing at all to show for it, including not getting to a Super Bowl. And so now Lamar's got to deal with that, and he's still got some good years left. Hell, he just had a great year. He's the MVP for a second time. And but I'm sure, man, he'd rather give up all those MVPs if he could win a Super Bowl championship. And I get it, man. Love to have one. Love to have one of those suckers myself. It'd be kind of fun to be able to talk about. It is interesting with the Dolphins. If you missed some of the news, I don't know how to read into it. The Jalen Ramsey hamstring. I have no idea if he's going to play or not. I know he hadn't been practicing. He's had this hamstring problem now for a few weeks, so he hasn't been practicing. And then the other news is Jalen Phillips and trying to figure out how he'll get used. He will definitely be on a snap count. Whatever that number is, I think they're going to be real careful, especially first time out and getting back. And I'm guessing today they'd like to see him, if he's going to play, go pretty hard in practice here and then have some more time to rest it here before Sunday's 1 o'clock game. But it's hell of a story, man, having Jalen Phillips back and part of that rotation now with a couple of rookies and Emmanuel Ogbah, and see what it looks like. I'm curious defensively. I feel a little bit better about the offense and the defense. I know people are concerned with the O-line, the skill position people. It's just gotten faster. They may be lacking a little bit at wide receiver right now, but they've got extra running backs. Strongest running back room I can ever remember with this group they have right now. This is the best group from 1 to 4 I can remember a Dolphin team having. So that, and I got to tell you, the tight end room is really special too. They've really upgraded that sucker, whether it's a fullback slash tight end and motion guys that they have with a couple athletic guys to guys on the line of scrimmage playing. This will be fun to see what Mike comes up with for this game this Sunday at 1 o'clock. By the way, nice little warm up too for Canes fans, Florida A&M Rattler, 6 p.m. Saturday game. Folks who want to go out there and see and really enjoying what everybody's saying about your team and all the articles. And it just, I think everybody can at least admit this. And we got to play the ACC schedule, so I'm holding back a little bit here. But it sure does look a lot different across the board than it has in the past. And by far, I said this yesterday, Mario, even from last year to this year, the upgrades that they've had at every position with transfer portal, the growth of guys. Some of the guys, by the way, that are playing at a high level were here before Mario got here, to be fair to everybody involved in this. But it's a hell of a team. They're deep. They're loaded. And as Bo said, they're really good, Woody, on the line of scrimmage, which has really helped too. Excuse me. So anyway, that's why you have a partner work with you. So when you're choking to death, you don't just smile at me and I'm okay, man. So thank you. I'm here gagging on myself.
I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, thank you.
I was waiting for you to finish your thought. Jeez.
Thought. Looks like you're getting ready to read another text to yourself over there. Hey, the other stories, of course, coming in that kind of important stuff. I'm really curious to see this kickoff return thing. I feel like there are going to be a lot of people that aren't going to mess around with it and are just going to kick it through and say, nah, appreciate all the effort and all the stuff you did that's going to be fun, and we're talking about returns for touchdowns, and some teams will do it. Darren Rizzi will do it. He's one of the founders of the new kickoff return. He'll be all in trying to score touchdowns. Mike Westhoff in Denver will definitely do the same thing. He'll be trying to score touchdowns. He's not. And they'll go down and they're going to put it down close to the goal line and then cover it and think they can get better field position than what the league is putting out there. But I think a lot of teams, I think we might be one of them where we're just going to kick it out of the back of the end zone and say, line up, here we go. We're not messing around. We're not letting you return it to midfield or taking that chance. I just think you let your – and we'll see. Every team's going to be different. If you've had great success on special teams and you've had a real good kickoff return team, you're probably going to stick with this and like this and see opportunity for big returns. But if you've struggled a little bit on special teams, and we have, why would you mess around with it? Why would you mess around with it? We gave up two kickoff returns last year. One cost us a game, and the other one didn't matter. Denver was down by 60, so it didn't really matter when Mike West. But listen, nobody wants to give them up. Nobody wants to give some. The hardest way to score is kickoff return. It is the hardest way to score in the NFL. So, yeah, I am really curious to see what the Dolphins are going to do with this. And I don't know the rankings of some of the other teams, but I'd be willing to bet there are a few teams, including the guys that are considered to be the best special teams coordinators, are going to have the green light to try to put returns together and no matter where, even if it's a couple yards in the end zone, and bring it out and try to get better field position with blocking and schemes and how you do it, and a really good return guy. I do think we will see a lot of that. By the way, we're going to be talking a little bit with Jacksonville and Tony Boselli, Hall of Famer on the Jags radio, now a Jags radio analyst, going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock, and we'll talk to him about Trevor Lawrence and new batch of receivers and what this team's looking like. By the way, really cool story, and we'll get to when I get back. Has to do with American Heritage Plantation, the high school, and the guys playing in the NFL. We saw Patrick Surtain Jr. got a nice new contract. That make him the highest paid corner, I think, in the NFL. I think I saw what he got, made him the highest paid guy in the league. And couldn't happen to a sweeter, nicer family.
Was it 26 a year or something like
that?
It
was a lot of money.
Or something.
But there's another great story with it that we'll tell you when we come back here in just a moment. But first, I do want to take a second to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida. Something nobody likes to talk about, sports-related injuries. You don't. I mean, nobody, but it is nice to know when it happens. You have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country right here in your backyard. That's what's special. Where do the pros go? I must get asked. And usually when somebody goes, Joe, I got to ask you, I know you work in sports. Can you just tell me, where do the pros go when they get injured? And I know usually somebody in the family's been injured and they're getting ready to ask me if somehow I can help them get in to see those doctors that work on professionals every day. And I go, well, Inter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU, they all trust the great doctors they put together for this top sports medicine program, one of the best in the country at Baptist Health South Florida. You talk about great team doctors, not just that, but it's the top specialist. Knee, anything to do with the knee, shoulder, foot, ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, even Achilles injuries, they're happening a lot. And they happen to young athletes. They happen as we get older and stay competitive. If you play team sports or individual sports and you get after it and you're really competitive and you play way too hard, sooner or later, one thing does happen, as the coach likes to say, Coach McDaniel says, there's a 100% chance everybody's going to get hurt, and he's right. But it is nice to have Baptist Health South Florida to take care of you with three great locations, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, at Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility, and 595 in Pine Island in Plantation, Broward County, so easy to get to. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. It's about getting you healthy as quickly as possible, back playing the sports you love the most. All right, welcome back here on
just
a Thursday.
Playing any football song
on a Thursday.
I could get at this point, Joe.
No, it's all good, man.
It's football music.
Four out of 5 days coming up of the NFL.
A little right? College mixed in there,
Thursday,
too. Yeah,
he even jumped in on a Friday. I think legally something with the rules. I didn't know the NFL like been blocked out of like Fridays. This is like the last Friday they're going to be allowed for a while.
Well, this is good for the opening week, but I don't need this in my life every single week.
Well, it's kind of right. taken away from the high school, man. Friday nights kind of belong to the high school guys, which we'll get into to tomorrow. But so this thing, and by the way, Brazil gets a great game. I mean, Eagles, I think everybody's kind of curious to see what the Eagles are going to look like bouncing back. They got the Vic Fangio now as their defensive coordinator. And the Green Bay Packers, some teams are picking them once again to go deep into the playoffs and everything. But Woody, you were right, man. You were right. I was reading all the stuff last night, from crime to pollution. And so the NFL has meetings, right? They bring you in before you go on these trips and they go, hey, just a heads up, let's be careful. So we went over to London. Do you remember we went over to London when all the war was, things were a little crazy. And so we had extra police. We had more extra people around the team to make sure, you know, everything was fine and that it was safe over in London.
Could you guys walk around? I mean, I assume the team had to stay, like, with the team, right? Like, those guys weren't just going out and about.
So I'm not with the team, but before the games, we take a bus over to join the team mm-hmm. in their hotel. In Germany, I'll guarantee you the president of the United States did not have that much security. From the time we went through the front of the hotel, it was just the Dolphins for the hotel, you know, and the people that were staying with the team. They had more security. And by the way, I'm talking about showing what you have too, firepower. But they had extra, and you could tell Germany was like, ain't nothing going to happen bad on our watch with this team from, and I'm guessing the Chiefs got the same treatment as the Dolphins. But we're in London, same thing, man. People escort you. People, would you like me to walk you back? I asked, the guy asked me, a security guy goes, because I was a couple blocks away. And I go, no, man, it's a beautiful day. It was kind of overcast and cool. I go, nah, I kind of like the walk back. It's beautiful, you know, where we were staying in Germany was just really a nice town. And I said, no, man, I'm going to walk by myself if you don't mind. He goes, well, you know, but, and it was safe. It was really safe, but they were really.
As well, they should be, because something happens over there.
Oh, no, it's a bad look for everybody. No, it's a bad look.
But here's the thing, man. It comes down to one thing to me. I've been telling you this for years now. I mean, when is enough enough with the NFL? You saw the amount of money they gave out to their teams, right? You've seen the TV deals. It's just like, when is enough enough? You're sending your games to these countries. You know, first of all, you're depriving your fans of home games, right?
Soon as
you're taking those games away from
someone. As you went to 17 games, it was like, oh boy, one game. Not for everybody. One game is going to be going to international play.
So the Eagles are the home team, right? You asked that earlier. The Eagles are the home team. Wouldn't you think Philly would love to have that game?
Yes.
To open up the season.
Think
on a
their
Friday
fan base,
night
of
at
course.
That place?
Yes.
So you're screwing your fans over, right? Your American fans.
You're introducing 15 million. It's the third largest city.
But it doesn't matter. The NFL has this mindset of, we can do what we want to our fans and they will continue to consume our product. That's exactly what Mike Florio tells you, right? Every Friday when you have him on. I've asked him about this 100 times. Like, it doesn't matter, right? We will do what is necessary to watch the games. I think Friday's a pay game, isn't it?
Isn't
it a peacock, something or other?
Peacock stands for pay.
Let me ask you, is that going to stop you from watching the game? Are you going to boycott the NFL because you don't want to pay for yet another streaming service?
Probably a few people will.
I don't know, man. I think people, if they want to watch the game, they're going to watch the game. Like, it's just too good of a product. That's the problem, and the NFL knows that. So they will continue to stick it to their fans as long as they can with you know, there's just no pushback.
Well, You
need five or six different streaming services alone, right? You need a cable package. You need NFL Plus if you want to watch the Red
Zone.
If
you're a junkie, you're a NFL junkie, you're getting everything,
Sunday
and it's expensive.
Is damn near $400 for the season. It's a lot, man. And God forbid you want to go to a game. Then you're in for the big bucks.
They're not happy with dominating this market, United States, they are going to spread it. Right or wrong,
it's
he is going
to
spread it.
You want to go to a place like London, that's one thing. But to keep just picking country after country after country and taking games away from fans. Didn't we lose? We lost a really good game, didn't we? With the Chiefs, right?
Oh, no, that
was
their game.
First game against but it would have been Tyreek's first trip back to KC or something, right?
Yes, it would have been their game, yes.
Yeah, so like,
again, I thought you were talking about ours. We lost, we had the Giants one year, which would have been obviously a great home game here. And we went over to London and played in that one. Hey, Woody, we got to get all caught up here because
Texas says they're not watching Friday. I'm not buying Peacock to watch one game.
I get it.
Well, are you gonna find a way to watch the game? That's the other thing.
Well, you want to know what's going on.
What are you going to do, dude? Sit there and refresh your phone? Watch the football move across come on.
I've had this talk with my daughters and my wife already about why do we have all these apps, and they don't want to hear it. I'm that guy. I don't know if any other guys out there do this, but I go, we have that app. I go, why do we have it?
I just canceled a few of them because I didn't realize how many I was signed up for.
Yeah, exactly.
F Peacock on Friday night. I'll be out to dinner with my girlfriend. F them. I mean,
by the way,
man. You got other plans. You got other plans.
Numbers won't be as high on that Friday night on the Peacock as they would be if that sucker was on NBC. There's no question about it.
If I'm home,
not even
on
close.
Friday night, Joe, which usually with kids I am.
I'm out Friday night.
Probably like to watch the game.
You know where I'm going to be tomorrow night, Woody? I'm going to Hard Rock.
I was going to say Hard Rock, yeah. You're going to lose some more money over there?
I'm going for a football event.
Oh, nice. The Dolphins have like an event over there, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we have an event over there.
You making an appearance?
I am going to make an appearance over there.
So are you speaking, or is this like your bar mitzvah appearance where you just stood there?
How did you get that in there, man? You're a bad guy. All right. Hey, listen, I'll tell you who's a good guy. Tony Boselli, Hall of Fame tackle. Now with the Jaguars radio part of the broadcast, will join us coming up here in just a few minutes. We'll have him on. But I do want to take a minute to tell you about Loctite. Chev, the CEO, he calls me a lot. And I said, Chev, we sure are talking a lot. He goes, you know why? Because it's hurricane season, my man. And hurricane season, for all those people out there said, I know, I need impact windows and doors, and I've got a leaky roof. What? I'm going to try to get through one more year. Maybe we can get lucky one more year, and you still got a few months left, and you're like, why are you doing that? Especially when you got some great programs at Loctite, like impact windows, doors, and roofing, 100% financing, zero down, and impact windows, doors, and roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. And Impact Windows is low as $3 per month per window installed. Man, I'm telling you right now, weather and all parts of this company are so good, all separate, but really, really good in the same area and with first-class people, the best products, best people working there. You can't go wrong. Very competitive prices. Don't wait for the next storm. You don't need to, not with Loctite. Give them a call. Even during hurricane season, you're going, well, it's too late. Call Loctite. Find out what they can do for you. Loctite services the whole Tri-County area. Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. They're in West Broward. Loctite takes care of all the permits and HOA approvals. You don't have to worry about anything. You just make that call to Loctite. Loctite is a licensed and insured contractor. 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-5625. You've been looking around. Put Loctite on that group. Give them a call. They let their professionals take really good care of you during this hurricane season.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.